Mark, thank you for your patience, sir.
Well, thank you very much for being such a blessing to all of us and being on the air. I can't know how much I appreciate it. I really, really do.
Well, thank you.
What I would like to talk to you about is I'm very curious about the ultraviolet light radiation for birth fever from the turn of the century. I've been trying to do some research on it and study it because I love medicine, but I went into the electronics industry. And if you could just talk about that, that would just really be great.
Okay. You mentioned a specific application. I can talk about it in general. What was the specific application you mentioned ultraviolet light for?
In general, and how to research it. I've tried to research on the internet, and I'm not really finding anything. And it's just fascinating to me. It's just when you talked about it with birth fever and how it started curing that, I heard one of your shows when you were talking about that. And I don't know what else it does. Or if you could just talk about it in general, that would be great.
Okay, sir. I'll just go over it in general. Believe it or not, there was actually a publication in recent years called... Oh, by the way, some of the researchers were from Harvard, which means it must be true, right? You know that.
Yeah, right.
And what they entitled the thing was Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation, the Cure. And they used the word cure, sir, that time forgot. I'm not kidding. Ultraviolet Irradiation, the Cure that Time Forgot by Harvard researchers. And what it told us, sir, is that something that we all could find, if we went into the, dug real back into the records, could easily find. And that was that between roughly 1938 and 1950, when antibiotics started being pushed like crazy by the patent medicine companies, because, of course, they were patentable, and the ultraviolet blood irradiation was parked actually in many doctors' offices, between then, there were many, many cases of what you're talking about called puerperal sepsis, which just means almost dying after childbirth of an infection. They were cured, and there was a report from a hospital in Pennsylvania, Shadyside Hospital it was called, and that report told us of 400 people who had been treated with ultraviolet blood irradiation, and nobody had had an adverse effect. No kidding, sir. It also told us about treatment of people who had early infections, all of whom were cured with the ultraviolet blood irradiation, people who had advanced infections, and a small percentage of those were lost, but not very many, and people who were declared moribund, and moribund just means you're almost dead. And half of those people were saved, sir, by ultraviolet blood irradiation. I'm not kidding. Now, what you want to look for, there's an older book. So here's my favorite used book search engine, because it'll find it if anything can. Look under used book search .co.uk. It's .co, not .com, and .uk. And you put in the name of the author, and the name of the author is William Douglas. And if you put in his full name, William Campbell Douglas, because I can't remember the title of his book, he has written the best book on ultraviolet blood irradiation that I know of, even though it's about a decade old. It talks about all the stuff that I just told you about, except the Harvard publication wasn't out yet. But it talks about the whole history of it. We do it at Tahoma Clinic. We've been doing it for years, but we haven't made much noise about it until, because when the Harvard report came out, we figured, oh, gee, the state medical board won't come get us now for using something that they don't like. And so... now we talk about it more, and it's very simple. One just has the old needle put into the vein, which isn't exactly fun, but that's the only way you can get blood out. And the blood goes out, but it doesn't stay permanently out because it goes through, not glass now, because UV won't get through glass, but it goes through a particular, it looks like glass material, and then guess what? It's pumped right back into your body after it's ultraviolet irradiated. And what do you know? Researchers in Europe have found that if they did that and then they drew some blood maybe a couple hours later, that those red blood cells were giving off what's called a secondary irradiation, which is apparently the part that works. And it's capable of killing many, many types of viruses and bacteria and so forth. Now, right now, our machine had gotten enough use that it's broken, so we're getting it replaced. But we've been using the thing for years, and that intravenously and intravenous vitamin C are just two of the best tools to clear up, just eliminate even some of the worst infections, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You've given me some info here so I can start shutting in. And may God bless every step you take in your life. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir. Thank you. Thanks to you.